Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 77 of The
Only thing I could think of is 77 trombones or something like that. I don't
Brunch
know.
and Judge. I'm sorry, what?
I don't know. And there's some songs that talk about 77 trombones or something. I don't know.
Is it from The Music Man?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, I don't know it, but I feel like that was like a Jeopardy question or something.
That
I don't know. Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm April.
I'm Claire.
And this week, our topic is parasites. Ooh. Thank you, Spencer, for bringing us the creepy crawlies.
Yay.
But before we get into that, Claire, what are you
Yes.
judging this week?
Oh crap, I forgot to judge.
Ha!
Oh, wait. Oh, it's hot AF here. I don't know if it's hot there, but it's hot here, and I am tired in working in businesses where the AC cannot keep up and it's just like over 80 degrees. And also, my part-time job, the AC has been broken for like a month and a half now. And last night, I had to do like 8 bra measurements, and I'm like sweating all over these customers, and they're sweaty. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, our AC is broken, and I'm just sweating profusely, and this is gross, and I apologize.
Oh my God.
So,
Don't you guys have like a like isn't there like a temperature degree that they can't make you work if they
oh, absolutely not. We still have to
God,
they st
Kentucky is shit,
we
sorry.
still have to steam clothes, and so the
That's
steaming just makes it worse.
insane.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'd like to argue that is also bad management to not at least knit kibosh the steaming and be like, look, 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 it's already hot and humid. The wrinkles will fall out on their own. Let's be real.
Right. And it's like we have 2 fans like behind the counter, and like the second I walk away from either one of those fans, I'm just like sweat. And it's
Oh,
like once the
man.
sun actually goes down, it wasn't t it like finally cooled off, because it just got those big windows up front, and it's like all the heat. It's just like it was just oppressive. Like
Yeah, that
the
is
heat index
not
is like
okay.
over 100 here, and they're telling people like stay indoors, don't go outside unless you absolutely have to, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just like, and here's the thing. It's like, finally, you know, they call somebody, the guy comes out and checks it. I think waited like a week and a half before they actually called anybody.
Hate.
Yeah. Okay. And A, this strip mall that we're in is probably like 25 years old. So the crap just needs to be, everything up there just needs to be replaced, number
Right.
one. Because I doubt anything up there has ever been replaced. So, and it breaks. Like, since I've been there like 6 years now. It breaks like every other year. Just, yeah. And so everything up there just needs to be replaced. And so wait like a week and a half to finally call somebody. The guy finally gets around to coming and look at it. And it's like, oh, I need to order parts.
Right.
So order parts, parts come in. And you got, the guy has to find time to come fucking look at it. And
Right.
it gets back. What did they do? They sent us the wrong goddamn parts. So now, because I got there last night and I was like, is it fixed yet? And they're like, no, they sent us the wrong parts. I'm like, are you kidding me? This thing broke in June before I went on vacation.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. But I understand. The last place I worked, the system is original to when the building was built in the 60s,
Right.
and there are no longer parts made for it. We bought the last part for it to
Oh
fix
my
it
gosh.
previously,
And now it's like,
and instead of being like, it was very irritating because it's a building owned by the city that is sort of given to the library to use. But no one will pay for a new AC system because it's going to be like 200 grand. And I'm like,
right.
So I would be like,
Because
all
it
right,
really
but if
just
it's
needs
over
like
a
a
certain
whole
temperature,
new.
I'm canceling all of the programs. You can all suck it and die. That's what I would do. It's too hot.
Because it
I miss
really
people.
probably needs like a whole new HVAC system, right?
It does. And
Right.
it has to be completely redone, but
Right.
I don't have to worry about it anymore because I don't work there, but it sucked because
Right.
like it got to be 120 degrees there sometimes. It's not acceptable.
No. But yeah, so it was just like back there last night, people are sweaty, I'm sweaty. Everybody came in wanting to be measured for bras, and I was like, I'm tired of
Pick
measuring people's
another day.
I'm tired of measuring people's boobs because we're all sweaty. This
You
is
know,
gross.
I swear to God, I've only had one person in my entire life do that. Measure my boobs. And it was such a str and I was like a teenager and it was awkward and uncomfortable that I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'll just figure it out myself. Thank you.
I know, it's like once I learned like how to do it, it's like I will measure my own boobs. Thank you very much.
But I'm
Like I
like,
just measure myself.
you pick what feels comfortable. So what does it matter?
Well, and that's also the thing. Like you measure, and it's not what I measure, it's not the be all end all.
No.
Two, it's a starting point because there are so many variables when picking out a bra because what I measure, because like say I measure, 42 double D. There are so many variables. It depends on like your breast shape. Because if you've got shallow breasts versus like really full breasts, that can affect the cup that you actually get, you know? So it's just that there are so many variables. And it is, it's like it's a starting point, and you try on bras until you get one that's comfortable. But when the AC is out, you don't want to try on bras because then you get all sticky and sweaty and it just makes things worse. And so it's like, ah. But there are only like three stupid plugs in the entire fucking store. So it's not like we could even like plug up fans back in the dressing room. You can tell a fucking man designed that place because it's like, who only makes like three or four outlets an entire store?
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
I mean, just vacuuming in there, like when you're closing, is ridiculous. It's so stupid. You have to like, we have to get like the longest extension cord just to like vacuum some of these places. Just like, because you can't plug it in the dressing room. You have to like plug it in the back room and run it through the crack in the door. It's so dumb. So dumb. I'm judging everything about this because it's stupid. It's stupid shopping center. And it's stupid. Whoever owns it needs to just come in and fix everything. Jeez. But old, not Old Navy, Gap. Gap went out of business. Now we're getting an Ulta. So yay, maybe. I don't know. But
Oh, but I like Gap.
yeah, Gap left, and now it's changing into an Ulta, and everybody's losing their minds.
Really? I mean, Ulta's fine, but it's not.
Because we don't have anything like that.
Oh, well then, okay. I think it's fine. I don't dislike Ulta, but I don't choose it.
But I mean, we don't have a Sephora. We don't. Well, there's like a little mini, like, meh Sephora in Kohl's or something like
To
that.
say, we have here, we're really close to a Kohl's and they have a Sephora. And I went wandering through, and it is a smaller one, but it has basically everything I've ever bought. So I'm like, it's fine. But I mostly order
But
online.
yeah, everybody's like, when's Ulta opening? And I'm like,
I don't know, sometime. Well, that
But
was
now,
excellent.
yeah. That's my judge because I'm tired of just sweating profusely and coming home looking like I played a basketball game in a gym with no AC. Like when I take my hair down and it's soaked, I'm like, what is this? Like this is gross. I have to like peel my clothes off of me. I mean, like, you know how hard it is getting out of a bra when you're that sweaty?
Yes, I do.
Most of my bras are pull over my head because I'm lazy and I'm over under wires half the time. I'm just like, oh, I'm wearing a no wire bra today. And then trying to get out of it when you're that sweaty, it's like a cat in a sweater, like trying to get out. It's like, I can't do this. And I'm like, I'm stuck.
this week, I started walking again. It's been a while since I'd really been able to consistently walk, you know, for my health and well-being.
Right.
And I've had because it's to be fair, it's been a heat wave for like two-thirds of Americans. So like
I
everybody
mean,
has been
fair.
so we've
That's
all been
true.
suffering together.
Yes. Yes,
You
we
know,
have.
it's not been nearly as bad here as other places, thankfully. We don't have cacti that I've just decided to give up because it's so
Right.
hot. So
Right.
there's that. So it actually hasn't been that bad to us because we left the land where it would be, you know, it's 117 degrees, but it's dry heat, so it's fine.
You're
It's
like,
not fine.
it
It's
doesn't
not
matter
fine.
anymore. Once it's above 90, it doesn't matter anymore.
What am
Heat
I?
is heat.
You know, yeah, it's humid here. It has been or whatever, and it's been hot, so it's felt like 100 degrees. But I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I know no one's gonna believe me because it's what no one ever says this garbage, but like, I swear 117 degrees without humidity feels hell of a lot worse than having humidity and it feeling like 100. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Like, it's not great. No one's happy. No one's happy, but it doesn't feel so bad. So I've been walking early in the morning when it's not quite so hot, but because it is humid and warm, like just whoosh,
Right.
sweat pouring down. And you know me, I don't sweat a whole lot. So,
No, you don't.
and I'm like getting my like tank top and like rubbing my face on my walk. I'm like,
Oh, wow. That's like,
girls.
that's a lot for you because. It doesn't take much for me to do that, where I'm just like full on, like, I don't care. No, I was just saying how I just like rub my, I don't care. Once I get to that point where I'm so sweaty, I'm just like, I don't care anymore if my shirt gets wet. I'm just gonna rub my face. Like, bleh.
Yeah, it's like for me, it's like the right here, my hairline is like the worst, worst. I'm like, bleh.
Yep.
But it
And then
was
my
gross.
chest. I don't know about you, but you sweat like my chest. Just get so sweaty, and I'm just like down into the cleavage, and I'm like, I can't stand it. My chest is so
But like
sweaty.
trying to pull my bra because I'll come back and take a quick cool shower to cool down because holy hell.
Right.
And I'm like, this is disgusting. So, and then like I'm having to do laundry a lot more because I only have so many shorts to exercise in. And I'm like, man, I gotta like wash them
Right.
because
Sorry for any of
usually
you
I can like
guys. Sorry if there are
re-wear
any
them.
guys listening to this. Like, so well, sorry, not sorry, because this is life, okay?
No.
I
I don't know, some guys really like it. Because Spencer's like, don't you feel good being sweaty? Doesn't it feel nice? I'm like,
know.
no. I mean, like, yes, in the sense of, hey, I did something and I'm all hot and sweaty and that feels like I really put forth some effort, but also, no, I hate this. It's gross.
I take that back. Well, if I'm working out, like I know that I'm gonna get sweaty, okay? So that's one thing.
Right.
But to be in like a work environment, like my part-time job, where you're supposed to dress
Not, yeah.
nicely and wear makeup and do your hair and then sweat profusely and have to like, you know, it's like swamp ass up in there and swamp crotch and all of that stuff. And you're like, I am not wearing clothes that are wicking this sweat and they are making it worse. And it could potentially lead to, I don't know, a yeast infection
Yeah.
perhaps. Then no, that does not feel good.
Yeah.
So
That's
there's a
fair.
difference. Like if I'm specifically working out, that's one thing. But when you're forcing me to wear things that are not sweat wicking and I have to stand in an environment that's gonna make me sweat like that, and I just have to like stew in my own juices. No,
Oh.
no. And I could, yeah, get something like a yeast infection or I don't know, a urinary tract infection because that's also a thing for you people who did not know. It is. It can happen. Been there, done that. Ew, gross, nasty. Don't like doing it. Then, yeah. So there's a difference. Be aware. That's why it's important to air your stuff out.
Cotton underwear, guys. Cotton underwear is very important.
Anyway, sorry, that ranted on longer than I intended. Anywho, that's my judge.
That's a
Stay cool,
great
my
judge.
friends. Stay cool. Cotton undies. Avoid the swamp ass, swamp crotch season. Yeah, as much as you can. Anyway, so what are you judging?
Well, I thought this week I would take a step away from DeSantis, although, just in case you're curious,
Ah.
some random person was throwing a fundraiser for him on Cape Cod. And like everybody went
What?
mad and they're all standing at like the entrance. I saw some great video. It's like, go home, you know, stop. Like, we don't want you here. People are yelling at him,
Yeah,
and I'm like, it's
no.
hilarious. I love it. Good job, New England. Keep going. All right.
Nobody wants him here. Yeah.
So that made me laugh. But I'm gonna set him aside for this week and focus on what everyone's really talking about, which of course is Mitch McConnell.
Oh my God, right?
So, like, I'm sure you've heard, but if
Yes.
not, you know, I'll let you know. While doing a random interview press conference thing, he just froze and just like stopped talking, and they eventually like led him away for a few minutes, and
I know
then
they're like,
like he
sir, sir. And he just like, it was almost like the robot froze. Like the computer inside him just stopped working.
and so like he came back a few minutes later to like allay concerns that there's anything super wrong with him, although a lot of medical people, having
Right.
seen the clip, they don't know anything because they're not gonna tell us nothing. But it
Right.
was like, you know, it looked kind of like a mini stroke.
Yeah, 100%.
And apparently he's had a few falls recently and was sick or something. I don't know. But like, you know, we hate Mitch.
Also,
We
tell me
do.
you need to go home without telling me you need to go home.
But like,
I mean, straight
what
up.
was most disturbing, because like I heard about it before I saw the clip, okay? And so I'm like, I'm snickering because she's on our cookie day list, let's be real. Like, I don't need him
Yeah.
to die on live TV. I'm
Right,
not
right.
super cruel. I'm not a hateful human being, but like, he needs to not be in politics anymore. And apparently death is the only way for whatever reason. Because so when I finally watched the video, I'm looking at him before he's having this episode, and one, he looks horrific. Like, if I cared about him, like I would be concerned because he looks bad, and like his whole face is just very like this. It's
Like he's almost like Pat Robertson bad.
like he looked like he was a robot before this even happened. And now
Right,
my
right.
favorite thing is that, you know, I apparently have said this a couple times, that I think Mitch is actually just a robot and not a real person anymore. But apparently some weird things have been going around about him lately, and so now he's
Fair. Right.
Glitch McConnell, and I'm like,
Glitch
yeah, he
McConnell,
glitched, he
yes.
glitched, he glitched. Yeah, we all watched the glitch. But like his office is reassuring that he's gonna stay the minority Senate leader through 2024, and I'm like,
Whatever.
I mean, I don't know. The memes going around are pretty epic. I sent you a few. One of my favorites is it's like Mitch is typing on a computer, and then he'll stop, and behind him is the Grim Reaper sitting in a chair with a newspaper. And like he'll when he stops typing, he's like, the Grim Reaper lowers the newspaper, like, yeah,
Like, oh.
is it? And then he'll start typing again, and he's like, fine, looking back at the newspaper, and I'm like, yep.
I mean,
Also, one that I sent you that you'll love is basically being like, I know this is an old reference and all, but like, I don't know who's out there killing the Horcruxes, but like, keep going.
I mean, fair.
So I've been enjoying the memes about it because like, I don't like Mitch. He's done nothing for Kentucky for a long time. And
No.
basically is causing a lot of issues with the entire country. Like how what people, not just me, not talking about
Right.
me and not talking about Claire, but like the majority of Americans want certain things, and he is not letting that happen because he wants to make sure he stays rich and that his rich buddies stay rich, and that's the issue. I'm tired of the good old boy garbage. And apparently the only way to
Right.
get rid of them is when they finally die from old age, stress, I don't know. But like, you look at him and I'm going, even if I didn't hate you, like if I didn't hate you and I liked you, I still would be looking at you going, you need to stop. Like, there's something
Right.
really wrong and you need to stop now.
Like, please
Like,
go home.
I get that you enjoy having all this power, but like, dude, you look like shit. You feel like shit, obviously, just by looking at him. You can tell he's not. Like, I did not
Well,
realize how horrible he looked until I saw this video, but he looks real bad. So,
like he's not
boy,
well.
he is not well. So, that's my judge this week. However you want to feel about Mitch, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to us, you hate him too.
Right.
So there's that. But like, he needs to go. He needs to sit down somewhere else.
Yeah, I think you just need to finish out your term.
No, I think he needs to stop
Let
now.
it
Like, I think
go.
he needs to.
That's me being nice. Just finish out
Yeah.
your term and then don't re don't like
I
run for
don't.
re-election,
I honestly
please.
don't know if he can fit. Like, if he is. If he's having many strokes on camera, like, that's usually a sign of a big incoming. So.
Right.
It's like, dude. You need to go see a doctor.
I know. And the fact that they were able to get him back out so quickly to be like, oh no, it's fine, it's fine. Like, is it? I don't
I'm
think so.
like, I love how they were like, do you need to go to the hospital? And he's like, no. I'm like, the reporters are more concerned for your well-being than your actual staff is. I feel like that should tell you
Right.
something. Because like,
Right.
okay.
I know.
But
It was very bizarre. It was just like, wait, what's happening right now? And then I've seen the memes where it was like taking it from like Weekend at Bernie's and calling it Weekend at Mitch's. And I'm just like, I'm like, I'm here for that.
that.
I like Mitch McConnell with the glasses on. It's like,
Oh, Mitch. Oi. Kentucky is such a mess.
it is.
Bless them. I've been watching Related Unrelated. The most current season of Sweet Magnolias. I don't know why I like this show because I actually hate almost everything about it.
Same, but I still watch it and I'm just like,
But
why
like,
am I watching this trash?
it's the three friend thing that I think is like
Right.
the God language is annoying.
Same, yeah.
Like, I hate it in a way that I can't express. Although I appreciate, hear me, I super appreciate that they're, I guess, Lutherans and that their pastor is a female and she's fun and chill and
Yes.
normal. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And that they all seem to be fine with premarital sex. I'm like, okay, this is fine. It's all fine.
And they're all
Whatever.
fine with drinking,
And
and
yeah,
it's not, and not
that's, yeah.
like, yeah.
But like, all the Southern manners got is gross and I hate it. There's so much about it that I hate. I don't know why I watch it.
And all the
But
like Southern isms are like annoying, and I'm like,
like
yeah.
the bless your heart. Oh, God.
Right. I know, and it's so hokey.
It's
But I'm, and it is,
so okay.
and I'm like, why am I still watching this?
And they all have such pronounced Southern accents that it's not real. They don't, not that many people talk
Talk like that, yeah.
that way. Like the whole town is not going to talk like that. Let's be
No,
real.
I think I
Boy.
watch it because Heather Headley, I love her,
Who is she?
the black woman
Oh, okay.
who's the I can't remember what her name is in the show,
Beats me. I watch it and I don't know
but
them.
she was the original Aida on Broadway, and that's like the only reason I'm
Ah.
like, yeah.
The chick that plays the redhead. She was random. I didn't really watch this show, but I have seen enough of it that I was like, she's really familiar. And it took me forever to figure out who she was. She played Cheyenne in the TV show Reba back in the old days.
Shut up.
And I'm
Really?
like,
Oh
it's like,
my God.
I know, it's like her voice. Like, I know her. What the hell do I know her from?
Nice.
And then I was like, oh, I have seen a few of those randomly. Not enough to tell you much about it. Then
Right.
Reba was a mom and had kids and was a single mom. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, our Aida soundtrack that we listened the shit out of. That's Heather Headley singing on it. So.
Well, damn. Well, no wonder they did that whole karaoke thing. I get it.
Yes, that's why.
But like, it's the thing. I've been watching it. I don't know. Sorry. I'm sure there was actually a point that I started saying all that, but I've forgotten it now.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
bonus.
Yeah. I mean, she was also the original Nala on Broadway. I think Nala on Broadway in the
Oh.
original Lion King. Yeah.
It's
So,
a
yeah.
small world after all.
Yes. Anyway,
All
I
right.
think that's why I watch it, is because I'm like, I like her as a Broadway person. I'll stick around for this.
All right, let's get down to it, shall we?
Yes. Okay, so I just realized, I know you told me parasites, but I don't know why I was still looking at bacteria. So mine's more bacteria than parasite. My bad.
I thought it was a parasite on the rat or whatever.
It's a flea. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Fleas are parasites.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So this week's topic is parasites. And I went a slightly odd way in which I found kind of positives about parasites.
Oh,
And I say this
okay.
because
So you are the
apparently,
exact opposite of the way
yes.
I went.
Well,
Okay,
because I mean, it's a
cool.
parasite. So like it's hard to be like there's a positive to this. It's a parasite. But apparently there is concern that some parasites are becoming endangered or whatever, that they're not adapting to their prey's adaptations and that we may lose some parasites. And that sounds like a
Oh,
great
okay.
thing, but apparently it's not
Right.
necessarily a great thing. I didn't
Right.
read into all of that, but so I found a few interesting little tidbits. So my sources are rochester.edu, science.org, audubon.org, and NYU Health. So first I'm going to talk to you about paper wasps.
Wasps.
I hate wasps. Like, I
Yeah,
fucking
not
hate
a
wasps.
fan.
Like, they
Not a
do
fan.
nothing. They're the most useless, cruel thing that is existing out there. It just stings you to be a shitty piece of shit. Like, that's all
Yeah.
I got. I just,
Like
whatever.
wasps and hornets. You're like, what the fuck, man?
I am like, hate,
Why?
hate,
Yeah.
useless, hate. It's like they just flying around like, oh, hey, you know what? I'm gonna sting you, bitch. And then you're
Right.
like,
You're
God damn it, I just was existing. So, fuck
like,
it.
I didn't bother you. I didn't do anything.
Like, I just was walking by. I don't want you. You don't want me. Go away. So, like, whatever. But what you may not know is that they are very social insects and they work together to benefit their hive. Kind of like
Oh,
bees, you know,
yeah.
but with no honey, because fuck them. But there is a parasite called the Xenospecte that can infect them. And when it does, something very strange happens. So the parasite is able to, like, it attaches itself on the abdomen of the wasp. And it manages to manipulate the wasp's brain so that it will slowly lose its social instincts to the point that it will eventually abandon the colony.
And be a loner. Okay.
But what's also interesting is that the parasite can manipulate the wasp's genetic code and manipulate the genes and increases the wasp's lifespan so it lives longer.
What? That's nuts.
Right?
That's crazy.
So, scientists, including Floria Mora Kepfer, are using the wasp and the parasite to try and understand not only what genes are involved in aging, because if you can manipulate genes to live longer, that's valuable knowledge, but
Right.
also to figure out what genes are involved in social behavior.
Okay.
The idea being if a parasite can manipulate genes, then perhaps humans will be able to identify and manipulate those genes in humans as well. And since apparently wasp societies are similar to human societies, it makes this particular incidence of a parasite valuable to study, to kind of understand human genetics. One of the quotes, "Social insects like wasps are a great model organism. During the pandemic, humans experienced the multiple effects of social isolation. We know the brains of the wasps we work with are really affected when they don't have social interactions, same as what happens with humans. We have all of these amazing parallels that we can compare." So, like, they're already being like, you know, maybe we can help genetically with humanity to deal with social issues as well. So, what I found interesting randomly is that this particular study is studying two species of paper wasps. The European paper wasp, which is an invasive species, and we hate that. And the northern paper wasps that are native to the area. And what they've learned is that the Xenospecte parasite only infects the native paper wasps, ones that are native to the area. And that the European version kind of have their own parasite back home, I guess, called the Xenos
Okay,
And
so
so it.
one does not affect the other. Okay.
And so they were like, well, that's weird. And so they got. They collect them, which sounds insane to me, collecting wasps. So they intentionally tried to infect one of the European wasps with the Pecti parasite and found that it can infect them and had the exact same effect as it does on the native ones. It just doesn't. It doesn't seek them out. It, I don't, like, it's such a bizarre thing. So I'm
So one
like, hold
parasite
on.
only seeks out one type of wasp, and the other
Another,
only.
yeah.
That's weird.
And I'm like,
You wouldn't think they
huh.
would be able to. So parasites are judgy.
They
Noted.
are judgy. They're on our show for a reason, Claire.
Parasites are judgy.
But it's
Noted.
not the only parasite that is being studied for potential human benefits. Another one, they are looking at roundworms. Ew.
I know, it's like,
To have clues for this, I'm gonna absolutely just read this title of this article. Looking at serotonin-enhanced roundworms for clues to the cellular underpinnings of psychiatric disorders like depression and schizophrenia.
Okay.
So the roundworm is translucent. Didn't know. Don't care. Never want to see one.
You're like,
But.
in.
So, like, most of these were fine. This one, I'm like, bleh. Roundworms just creep me out. But because that they are translucent, you can see their entire, like, nervous system and how it functions.
Oh.
And it functions similarly the way ours does. It's just whereas we have 100 trillion cellular junctions and synapses. It only has 8,000, and they've all been very neatly mapped out by lots of scientists because they can see them.
Noted.
And so they have been able to look at it. Let's see. They are examining the neurons of the C. I have to read this because I don't science very much anymore.
Right.
Examining the neurons of C. elegans. For clues to the cellular underpinnings of psychiatric disorders. And what they have done is discover that there are a family of chloride channels, which means nothing to me. But there's this thing that opens and closes quickly that actually can be an express route to the nervous system that may also exist in humans. So, like, oh, this is existing in this roundworm, and it has a much more basic system than a human, but it's very similar in how it works. So it could mean that we have that same chloride channel.
Okay, gotcha.
And if that does exist, if they're able to find it in humans, then that would help them in treating, getting treatments much faster into the bloodstreams for people who have like addiction or mood disorders or depression. And it's like, oh. How weird. This little parasite is maybe able to help us with our mental health crisis. So I'm
That would be
like,
bizarre.
what a weird thing.
That would be
Okay.
really weird, yes. But also
So, yeah.
cool that something that innocuous would be
Yeah.
like, oh.
Right? Okay. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is one that probably most people have heard of called Toxoplasma gondii. It is the mind control parasite. Now, this parasite infects animals and then can mess with their behavior in a way that is dangerous to the animal, but helps ensure the spread of the parasite. So, prime example, rats get infected with this a lot.
Okay.
And so it makes the rat more adventurous and unafraid of cats. So. Then they get eaten by the cat because
Right.
cats, which is where the parasite wants to be because apparently it's only inside of cats or other cat family creatures that this parasite can reproduce and spread, which is weird.
Okay,
It's
that
the
is
one, and
bizarre.
it's so it's weird. This is all cat owners out there, I'm sorry. It's too late for you. So infected cats excrete spore packed, they call them oocysts, 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 OOCYSTS. I remember reading about it in my biology class 20,000 years ago, but I don't remember how you say it. Oocysts? Oocysts? I don't know, whatever.
You're like, oh.
They excrete spores. Let's just, whatever. And so that can get on plants. It gets in the soil. It gets in water that people and animals are eating or drinking. So, like, even if you are not a plant eater like I am, animals, including livestock and game, they're eating it and it's getting in their system.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so, if you have ever ordered a steak not well done, you probably already have it. So, like, you're just gonna have to accept it. It's fine. Once, so, like, then we're getting it, whether we're eating it from plants or
Right.
meat or whatever. And once it's ingested, the spores release and spread into the brain and muscles, forming new cysts. And they say worldwide, 1 in 4 people are infected. So, like, most humans already have this,
Okay.
but our immune system keeps it in check, so it's really not a big deal. The only real problems that it can cause is during pregnancy. It can cause various problems, including spontaneous abortion, and that's one of the reasons why they tell you not to scoop litter when you're pregnant, it's to try and avoid getting that.
Gotcha.
But I tell you all of this because, interestingly, they've discovered that not all animals are negatively affected. You know, it doesn't. It's not like the rat's getting eaten or the cat's making bad choices, being too curious or whatever. And so apparently, wolves might actually benefit from having this parasite.
Okay.
So when a wolf gets infected, they exhibit those same kind of behaviors, but it means that they are more likely to become a pack leader. They are more bold and they're
Oh.
willing to go to new habitats. They tend to have more opportunity to reproduce. So, because they're exhibiting the qualities that you as a wolf pack want in a leader, I
Right.
guess.
Yes.
And so I find that beyond fascinating that, like, wolves
Right.
are like, you know what? This is fine for me. I'm gonna be better. Because it seems to be like the end of the chain for that parasite, because it's not gonna make its way back into a cat from a wolf, which is where it
Right.
wants to be.
Right.
So it's just fascinating. So it's like, well, all right then, get a parasite, become pack leader, rule the land. Okay. So the last thing I'm going to talk about is parasitic birds. And this only is sort of positive. It's more about how species are able to adapt and make changes from parasites. So there are things called brood parasites when it comes to birds. And that means that it's a bird that lays its egg in another bird's nest so that they don't have to sit on it or care for them or do anything. And I think it's fucking hilarious. Like,
That's amazing. Like,
cuckoos
I
do
don't want
it.
to take care of this.
They're like, I don't, I mean,
Reminds me of like Horton hatches the egg. Like, I
yes.
don't want this fucking egg. Here, you have it.
Right? You do it. I mean, I'm with them. I
Who
wanna,
knew
you
Dr. Seuss was pulling from real
know.
life?
But apparently there are lots of birds that do this. They're like, hard pass on the whole like raising children garbage. Gonna, like, they'll wait until, like, you know, the female bird has flown off or whatever to do something, and then they'll just like swoop in real quick and be like, floop, there's a new
And
egg, floop
blop their
away.
egg. Like, she's like, you're never
God.
notice. Here's an extra egg. It's fine.
Oh, Lord. I will say, interestingly, this is very important. The female bird of the brood parasite, meaning the bird that goes and lays the egg and pieces out because they don't want to raise children, has a larger memory complex in their brain than other birds so that they can remember and hone in on targets. And I'm like, if this is not just like the absolute perfect example of work smarter, not harder, I don't know what is.
Right. Nice.
So the
That's
smart
amazing.
birds are the ones that are not raising children. Got it.
Noted.
Noted.
That's
Now,
fair.
the eggs that these brood parasites lay usually look similar to the eggs that are in the nest that they have, dropped in, but their eggs usually have a shorter incubation time so that they'll hatch first because for a lot of them, those baby birds are born serial killers, and as soon as they get out, they like kick the shit out of the other eggs out. Like, get these out. I want to be the only one. It's all about me. So you're like, damn.
Wow.
Vicious. But birds are getting smarter and are evolving to ensure that they aren't the victim of these lazy egg leavers. They don't want to raise their fucking children. God. It's like they did not sign up for this, okay?
Right.
So now, a lot of these birds that are usually targets have started to attack and try and kill any parasitic bird that gets near the nest, including ones that just look kind of like it. Like they're like, peace out, get the fuck out. This is mine. They got a
Yeah.
nice, neighborhood watch system going on because they've created communities amongst themselves so that other adult birds can help ensure that nests are being watched, even if like mom like there so it's like seriously, neighborhood watch. It's cracking me up. They also have started rigging their nests. So
Wow.
like some birds have started creating narrow doorways to help keep freeloaders out of their nests, or that traps them inside once they get in, at which point they'll just kill them. They come back and find that parasitic bird at their nest, like, fuck you. Some birds have started laying eggs that have unique spots or squiggles so that they can be identifiable. So it's almost like it's like a signature. This is my egg. And so they'll come back
Okay.
and be like, they come back and find an egg that's not their egg. They'll knock it out and be
I'll
like,
be
nope,
like, this
that's
is
not mine.
not mine.
That's not my egg. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this one was interesting. I'm going to give you the actual bird species name because I'm fascinated by birds. It's not a secret. Superb fairy wrens in Australia teach their embryos a password that means,
What?
and it's one that only fairy wrens can learn while they're still in the egg. If the
That's nuts.
nestlings don't tweet the password as part of their begging calls later, then the fairy wrens know they've got the wrong chicks. And I'm like, holy
What?
hell! It's like I'm whispering into your embryo so that you know to say this word when you come out. And you're like, what the hell?
That's
Isn't
crazy.
that insane? And this is from
That's
Audubon, so
nuts.
this is like a legitimate people who actually document. I mean, this isn't some weird story. Like, these are real sources, guys, for reals this time. It's not just Wikipedia, I swear.
Right.
Some birds are able to recognize that an offspring is not theirs once it's hatched. They're able to be like, you don't look like the correct thing, so they'll fling it out of the nest.
Right.
And finally, again, nice neighborhood watch system going. They now have created a place so that, or a system in which other birds can be like, hey, you have an invader in your nest. We saw them, or that egg isn't the right egg. So like they're talking to each other and helping each other out. And I'm like, way
Wow.
to go.
Neighborhood watch system.
I know, but I was like, damn, birds, clever, clever. You gotta be clever so you don't have to raise other people's children, man. Eesh.
Right.
But that is my story on parasites and some of the positives, including birds teaching their embryos language. What the fuck?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Does this mean that the whole like classical music on your womb is still legit? Like, is that
Maybe. Perhaps.
Crazy. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
But there you have it. That's my parasitic story.
Well, that was excellent.
Thank you, Claire.
That was
What
excellent.
did you bring us for parasites, maybe also known as bacteria?
Well, mine does have a parasite in it.
It counts.
So that
It
counts.
counts.
Anyway, I'm gonna be talking about the Black Plague.
What? Ugh.
Yeah.
Where is my plague mask when I need one?
Because go big or go home.
Right?
So, yeah, the Black Plague has many names. Black Death, pestilence, the Great Mortality,
The great mortality. Damn.
or just the plague.
The plague.
Was mostly a bubonic plague pandemic that occurred. Well, the one that most everybody knows, because this happened more than once. That
Well, you know, most things do.
occurred, yeah, it occurred in Western Eurasia and North Asia in 1346 through 1353. That's a long time ago. Yeah. And it was one of the worst, if not the worst, pandemics in history. And it made its way to Europe from the Himalayan mountains in Southern Asia. Some
I don't think I
people,
knew that.
yeah, some people say it had been in that area since like the 1200s. So, anyway, cargo ships from the area came back to Europe. And here we go. A common misconception is that people caught it from the rats, that the disease was spread from the rats that came on the ships. But they were just a passive participant. The disease was actually spread from the fleas. That's the parasite. They're an external parasite who hitched a ride on the backs of the rats. And so when the rats would die, the fleas would jump to find another
Something
host.
else to bite, of course.
Yeah, biting them and transmitting the disease. So these people, I mean, they would get on the people's clothes. And if anybody got around them, then the fleas would jump again to whatever. So, and the disease can also be transferred by touching tissue and blood of infected animals. So, like hunters or vets today. And inhaling infected droplets, such as coughing or sneezing. So cover your fucking mouth.
Oh, God, right?
Right. In 1894, a man named Alexander Yersin discovered the bacterium responsible, and they named it Yersinia pestis, also abbreviated Y pestis. And what it does is it disables a person's immune system. So it injects toxins into your defense cells that detect bacterial infections, and then they disable your body's ability to fight back. And so then the bacteria can multiply unhindered.
Yay.
Ta-da!
Yay.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And so back then, when ships, and there were like 12 of them from the Black Sea docked at the Sicilian port of Messina, many sailors on board these ships were already dead. And the ones who were alive were really sick. And they were covered in black boils, oozing blood and pus, which is disgusting.
I love that they thought, hey, we should probably go dock somewhere.
Right. And so, and these were dubbed the death ships because
Right,
people
fair.
were just dying. Sicilian authorities like ordered the ships to leave. Like they didn't let anybody get off, but I guess because they walked onto the ships, came off.
They had it.
Yeah. With the fleas and all, yeah, all of that. So, but the damage had been done, and so after that, it just spread like wildfire and killed like a third of Europe's population at that point.
Wow. Oh,
Yeah,
man.
it was a lot. So there are three different forms that it can take: bubonic, septicemic, and pneumonic. So bubonic,
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard of two of the three.
So bubonic is the most common and was more than 80% of all cases. And the name comes from the infected lymph nodes called buboes. I guess that's how you say that. And so your lymph nodes swell and they're painful and they're red. And it's usually near the flea bite. So, like, if you got bit on the leg, usually like your groin would swell. If you got bit on the arm, you put your lymph node like under your armpit or like in your neck would probably swell. About 2 to 6 days after you get bitten, the symptoms would be like high fever, chills, muscle aches, extreme weakness. And within like the next 24 hours after that, that's when these buboes things would appear. And if a person gets an antibiotic, you've got a 90% survival rate. But there was none back then. So
No, that they did not have, because I think like anthrax is actually something very normal today.
Yeah. And so like at that point, you don't get it, then it can move into being septicemic, which is the second most common. So if not treated, the bacteria can spread through the bloodstream and cause a blood infection or
Oh, okay,
septicemia.
septicemia.
Yeah,
Blood
or
poisoning.
or when the bacteria spreads from this bubo thing or from your lungs, like if you were to get it in your lungs first, it can get into your bloodstream. So causing the septicemia. Also happens when a person comes into direct contact with the infected, any kind of infected meat or blood from an animal. Like if you had a cut on your hand and you got it that way, like just straight to it. Symptoms after that point include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. And at that point, it's gross. You can develop severe bleeding issues. So just bleeding under your skin, scattered bruises, blood in your urine, and abnormal bleeding from your mouth, nose, and rectum.
Abnormal bleeding. I'm sorry, bleeding from any of those places is pretty abnormal, just letting you
Yeah,
know.
I'm not known for
But
that.
you keep doing you.
So that, because you're just bleeding all over the place, if you can have shock, kidney failure, severe breathing difficulties, and possibly death. At this point, I mean, you can still get treatment, and there's a 75 to 80% survival rate.
Just say, and because it comes up on, I mean, every medical drama that's ever existed has a bubonic plague episode where it's like a plague and they're like, oh my God. But like, it's just whatever the drug is for anthrax. What's the anthrax drug?
I've had it.
I have two because they prescribe for all sorts of things, but it's that
Yeah.
one. It's whatever that one is. That's what they give you for
Oh, what was
bubonic
it? 'Cause I
plague.
had it when I was
I
crap. What was it? I think I got it when I was in college. 'Cause I it was
know.
like some kind of flu or something and they gave it to me.
The life of
I'll
it. Like,
think of
I've had it
it.
a handful of times
I'll
because
think of it.
every time I'm like,
Huh. I know, 'cause I'm always like, this is what they give you for anthrax.
anthrax.
I've had it. Yeah, anyway.
But like, and you know, when they say 75 to 80%, you're that's not like that's how many people live. It's you're gonna be fine. It's fine.
But you can still
Outside
treat it
of
with it. You
not
can still
catching
treat
it
it
till
with an
like the
antibiotic.
bitter end, like as long as you catch it, you
Cipro. Cipro.
Cipro. There it is,
That's it.
Cipro.
I knew I'd think of it. I'm like, huh.
I think Cipro is what they give you for plague. So I'm like, there you go. It's easy enough.
Yeah.
Which is
And so,
fascinating to me that like
yeah.
we live in a world where it's like, oh yeah, the plague, just swallow these pills, it's fine.
Here, have some antibiotics. It's
It's
fine.
fine.
And so then after that, pneumonic. And it's rare, but it occurs when the Y. pestis bacteria infects your lungs and causes pneumonia. And so this is the one people get when you inhale it, like people coughing, sneezing, that grossness. So when you breathe in the droplets of the bacteria. So you can get this from animals or people who have plague infection in their lungs. And the symptoms of this are high fever, chills, headaches, chest pain, rapid breathing, severe shortness of breath, and coughing up blood. Hooray. And obviously, without treatment, that can quickly lead to death. It's just like
Yeah.
you die.
Well, I mean, like pneumonia can fucking kill you. So, like, pneumonic plague sounds like extra shitty bad
Yeah, like
pneumonia.
it's the worst. It's the worst
It's
of the
not a
bunch.
good choice.
No. And so, obviously, back then, because there was no modern medicine, doctors did a lot of bloodletting. They
Super not
thought that
helpful.
no. And they did a lot of like lancing of the pustules, which they said helped a little bit because you were letting out infection, but also because they were not super sanitary
I
back
would say then you're
then.
getting a different kind of
That,
infection.
yeah, they were causing secondary infections. So it's like you're again trading one devil for another kind of thing. Some of these people said they just rubbed onions on the infected, which I don't know what that was supposed to do. So I'm like, that's gross. They would have their patients drink vinegar or crushed minerals and even arsenic. Some of them would rub the boils with chunks of dead snakes. I don't know what that's supposed to accomplish either.
Go
So,
back to Satan, I guess. I
right, I
mean,
don't know.
that feels very Satan-y, churchy something, but okay, cool.
Right. So obviously, I mean, because so many people were dying so quickly, I mean, they were just being buried in mass graves.
Well, like one of the places we went in Edinburgh was called Queen Mary's Close, and I feel like they said that they basically, like in that tour, I don't know if it happened specifically there, but that during plague, sometimes they would just like board people up to just die in there alone with their, because like trying to keep it from spreading more.
Right,
And I'm
yeah.
like, well, that's shitty.
Yeah. But there were like
Bad.
people who've written and they found their like accounts of what happened. They described it as like burying them almost like a lasagna, like it was just like bodies, layer of dirt, more bodies, layer of dirt. You know, they just dig these huge holes and do it like that. And then some of them where they wouldn't bury the bodies deep enough, dogs would dig them up and they would rip off body parts and
And
drag
they
them
would
through the streets.
spread
And
more infection.
because it's one of those that you can get from animals, so it's cross-special, I guess, if that's what you call it. Which I'm just like, that's gross. But there are three well-known instances of this. First one was in 542 AD that killed 10,000 people a day in Constantinople.
Wow.
There was almost 100 million deaths. The second one was the one I just talked about in the 1300s that killed like a third of Europe's population. And then there was also the Great Plague of London in 1665 to 66, and that killed 70,000 people. But in all of these cases, the best way to stop it was quarantining that they figured out eventually. So today, the plague still exists. And it pops up sporadically. Most of the cases as of late were in Africa. 2004 to 2014, the Democratic Republic of Congo has reported the majority of cases. Worldwide, there was 4,630 cases and 349 deaths. And I don't know why this has anything to do with it, but it says they link the prevalence of the disease to the ecosystem, which is a mountain tropical climate. And I'm just like, does it thrive better there? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like cold weather kills the flea, so
I don't know.
or kills the
Be
parasite or what the bacteria, the whatever it is.
right. But more recently, there was a breakout in Madagascar in 2017 that had more than 2,300 cases.
Wow.
And the US averages about 7 cases a year, and most of those happen in California or the Southwest.
Makes sense.
And I'm just like, huh.
Welcome to the Pacific. I mean, no, I'm kidding. Welcome to like I'm gonna be like, oh.
Most people now, like we were talking about, survive it with quick diagnosis and proper treatment with antibiotics.
And they get
And
quarantined. They quarantine the shit out of them. So it's fine.
you know, and it's just like, be sanitary. Have pest control, you know, that kind of, it's, you know, just practice common sense stuff, people. That kind of junk. That, you know, those kind of things. But the plague is a class A pathogen because it easily passes between people and animals and can potentially result in high mortality rates if not treated. So, because of that classification, it stokes fears that it could be potentially be turned into a biological weapon in aerosol form, which it could, causing the pneumonic plague, which is the bad one, which is
Right.
the most contagious and lethal form. So that's a, I mean,
Yay.
yay, it's a possibility.
Yay. Like I need any more reason to hide in my basement room and never leave.
Right. But yeah, so the Black Plague was caused by a parasite, fleas.
Yes. Yes, it
And
was.
that's the story of the Black Plague and its shittiness.
Excellent, excellent. Again, I wish we had like our plague mask
Yeah.
with our nice scented herbs.
Yes. That's also, they think that's also where the song Ring Around the Rosie came from.
Oh, I do remember learning that. I think I did a speech in college about that, about the creepy backstories of nursery rhymes.
Oh, yeah.
My professors before he really knew it was our first my very first classes I took, and he was like, "I will never forget your speech." I'm like, "Good."
Oh, my sources were Wikipedia, history.com, natgeo.com, and health.harvard.edu.
Ooh, Harvard.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so.
Well.
But yeah. So some dude in 1894 found out that, oh, hey, this is what caused the Black Plague. So they named it after him. Like, I don't know if I'd want that to be named after me.
I think, well, I feel like they have stopped, like, they used to name, like, diseases and stuff after the people who discovered them, and they've kind of stopped doing that, and I don't really know why. I'm like, why not?
I don't
But
know.
whatever. I don't care.
But yeah.
A topic for some other time when we might care.
Right. I mean, there is still some debate about how it started, because
Yeah.
China and all that, like especially the 13, like in the 1300s, all that. But again, it all stopped because people started quarantining.
Huh. And wearing masks?
Yeah.
Covering their cough?
Yeah. But yeah, they said it could transfer because people would share clothes and the fleas and all of that. And I'm just like, that's so terrifying to me that you could just be like, oh, I'm sharing somebody's shirt. I'm just like, burn it all to the ground.
Right? That is the correct answer.
Burn it to the ground.
Well, I feel like that is a good place to transition to this week's sweary affirmation.
Yes, please.
Release the shit you cannot control.
Ah, there we go.
You can't control the plague. Just let it go
That's
and
right.
quarantine. That was an excellent story, Claire. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess that means it's time for tarot time with April. A spooky, spooky. Ooh. All right. Well, Claire, tell me when to stop. And thank you for giving me a song to sing. Ring
I
around
was thinking that.
the rosy. Pocket full of posies. Because when you're dead, you smell bad. Ashes,
Know.
ashes, because you burned your body. And they all fall down, because also everybody died.
I thought that. I'm like, she's gonna sing Ring Around the Rosie.
Gotta sing it in
Stop.
a minor key to make it spooky.
I know.
Ring around the
I
rosy. All right.
Lord.
We start this week off with, why do we keep getting the Seven of Pentacles?
This is the new Pope.
I mean, it's fine. It's a little red hen. I'm fine with hard work paying off. It's fine. I accept it. It's great. Just perplexed.
It's the new Pope.
Now we have the Five of Swords. And we're ending with the Two of Cups, which is the partnership card. So
Oh.
I only have to look up one of these. So we're having our little red hen. Good work. Good hard work. It pays off.
Yes.
And then, man, my camera's really out of focus. Bloop. Nope.
There you go.
That's
That's better.
better.
There
Okay. Okay. Much better. Okay, so Little Red Hen doing the hard work so it pays off. Now our Five of Swords. Petty and self-involved thoughts keep you from noticing the people around you. You're thinking only of yourself, and this is distracting you from the greater good. Wow. Wow. Intent is very important with this card, but even with good intent, it's tricksy. The main character has such a smirk on his face, you're almost wishing he would trip and drop all the swords. Sometimes, though, you have to be tricky in order to stick up for yourself. Intent is everything. So, okay.
So
Work hard.
be intentful.
Be intentful. Don't let just thinking of yourself distract you from the greater good. And then the Two of Cups is the partnership card. It is all about being happy and handling everything and balancing everything, and everything is fine and everything's great. I think, hold on, I'm not even looking at the right thing. Do, 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 do. Two of Cups. Okay. Partnership. I've got your back, you've got mine. Everything is balanced and everything is lovely. It's perfect for relationships, including best friendies.
Yes.
So it's that we have each other's backs and we are a true team.
Nice.
So it is an excellent week because we're going to work hard. We're going to focus not just on ourselves, but on the greater good with intent. And we're going to
With
have a good
intent.
time with our besties or our lover or whomever you want to have partnership at the end of the week with, because that's what it's about.
Right.
So cool. That I would say is a pretty good week. So on to our Wheel of Fate, and what does fate have in store for us this week?
Right.
Because
Maybe maybe I
Lord
will
knows I don't know.
maybe I'll remember correctly what we're supposed to
Hey, you know what? You were still right, so it's fine. You were fine.
do.
Fleas are parasites. So you were still correct. So we're gonna do. Why is it Spencer all the
Spencer.
time? Like, that's the third one in a row.
Space. The
Space.
final frontier.
Just space. No
Oh, that could
idea.
be anything.
It can be anything. And we did just spend a whole week learning that aliens are real, so that should be
That's
fun.
fair.
All
Space.
right. So apparently this is like Spencer's trifecta. That's three in a row of his. I think that's like it. I
Is
don't think
that
there are
really
any other
three in a...
topics. Well, because we did Ghost of Media, that was
No, because we did
his.
villains. Villains was
Oh,
in there.
villains, right.
It was almost three in a row.
Almost. But three out of four ain't bad.
That's right.
Oh man, that's wild. Well, I guess that means you'll have to come back next week to see what bizarre space stories we have for you. But until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, yada yada, you know the drill. And please send us any more topics for our wheel or any stories you'd like for us to cover to us at.
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and cough in your hands. Ugh.
In your elbow, the corner of
Yes.
your elbow.
Chicken wing.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.